Hello, Andy here, and welcome to day one of my Getting to Know Yourself program. The aim of this course is to give you the skills, insight, and knowledge to enable you to have healthier, more meaningful, conscious relationships that are less tangled up in conflict, judgments, and those repeated role plays that occur in daily interactions. I hope that this program will help you to maintain and build new, fruitful, and meaningful connections within all the relationships in your life, whether at work, with friends, or with your family. As always, I'll be here to guide you and make sure you have a smooth journey through the program and reach the end safe and sound. Over the next 10 days, we're going to use meditation to cultivate more openness, kindness, and acceptance towards ourselves. And we'll be exploring what makes us tick. Why? Well, if you can't have a good relationship with yourself, then it's going to be challenging to have good relationships with others. It's the changes that we make in our internal world and ourselves that will actually help to shift and evolve our relationships with others. If you're feeling any resistance to this program, that's totally normal. Sometimes we can be a little wary of what we'll find when we get to know ourselves a little more. Rest assured, I'll be guiding you through everything gently, and it's also important to look after yourself during this program, and only going as far into your inner experience as feels comfortable. This isn't a marathon, so feel free to dip your toes in the water over the next 10 days if that feels right for you. I'm sure you'll do great and know when it's time to dive in and when it's time to sit on the edge of the pool and waggle your legs in the water. In the book Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu says, "Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power." A few words of wisdom there as we embark on the beginning of this journey into you. And in the spirit of being mindful, in a moment, fresh, clear, and ready to roll, I really encourage you to bring a beginner's mind to this course. That includes any self-judgment about maybe not being a good meditator, or holding on to that time when you think you sussed it out. Really taking off anything you're carrying with you to lighten the load and become a light traveller, beginning a new journey. Enough yakking from me. Let's get started with our first meditation. As always, we're going to start nice and simple. So finding your comfortable, upright meditation posture. Sitting on a chair, cushion, or meditation bench. With your feet flat on the ground, your hands together in your lap, or resting on your knees. And taking a deep breath in. Breathing out and gently closing your eyes. And taking another deep breath in. Breathing out, loosening your shoulders, your face, your neck, arms, hands, and your legs and feet. And taking a moment to notice how you feel about starting this meditation program. What are your hopes? What are your fears? Maybe you're excited about beginning a new journey, or maybe there's some unease there about starting something new. However you're feeling, noting it and allowing it to be there as best you can. Now settling your attention on your breath, your breathing. Noticing the air coming in and out of your nostrils. Feeling the cool air coming in. And the warm air going out. Really tuning into your breathing. And allowing it to guide you towards a sense of stillness. Knowing that there's nothing that you need to do right now. Nowhere for you to be. This is your time. And continuing to do this. and again, acknowledging how you are right now. Maybe tense, relaxed, maybe neutral, tired, energized, maybe somber, or perhaps you're not sure. Noticing the general tone of how you are, and saying to yourself, however I am right now, that's okay. If you're feeling positive, energized, and happy, then simply enjoying that feeling. And if you're feeling tense, anxious, or tired, bring acceptance to this. Allow yourself to feel how you feel. And this isn't easy, as we often want things to be different from the way they are. And again, saying to yourself, however I am right now, that's okay. And if a little voice pops into your head and says, no, you're not, because of this and this, noticing the charge of those thoughts. And maybe where they show up in your body too. As we've practiced before, you can let go of those thoughts, let them be there, and you can say to yourself, yep. There you are again. Thanks very much for commenting on my experience. And now letting go of this practice. And then take a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. It can be useful to say positive things to ourselves, as it can give us an idea of how we relate to positivity from other people in everyday life. And we already have an inner voice in our head, so that's there already. And this can limit how we see ourselves in the world and mean that we don't reach our potential. For example, I'm a shy person. I'm not creative. I'm lazy. I'll never be able to talk in that way. And these are scripts that we pick up from childhood, from parents and carers, teachers, and significant people in our lives. And we need to challenge these scripts, because they're not really true. And essentially these ideas we have about ourselves are nothing more than thoughts, mental events in our mind. We don't need to box ourselves in, and this starts with our relationship with ourselves, and challenging those old scripts and patterns. And let's see how much you can shift during this course. Even a little change can make a huge difference. That's all for day one. Tomorrow we're going to explore your current relationship with yourself. As always, it's useful to get a snapshot of how we're starting out. Not to compare, but to become aware. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day two.